I want to welcome into the studio now our friend Madeline Ebbs and also Paddy McGowan, whom I believe is a volunteer.
He's one of my stalwarts volunteers.
One of your volunteers.
We try.
Okay, we're going to talk about the Halloween festivities that are coming up.
Right.
So, what's happening?
Well, the most famous one is the Bram Stoker Spooktacular. This is our fifth year for doing this down in the Merino Crescent Park. There, it's at the end of the Malahide Road. And if you've been to it, you know it's a very, very successful event. We kind of turn the park from a beautiful park into a scary, spooky graveyard. We use the lighting company QLX, who come in and they spend all day strategically placing all the lighting around all our ghost ghouls, monsters, Draculas, and so when you come into the park at night, then you actually kind of believe that you're actually walking through a graveyard. We also have Centre Stage School, who do performances for us every year there. They do performances every 15 minutes and they do stuff like the Thriller, and the kids all have that absolutely tremendous Halloween makeup. And then we also have some refreshments that people can buy. They can buy vampire blood this year. They can buy spider web. You can have a tea and a coffee. The usual popcorn. And our big attraction this year is going to be a selfie mirror. And this is by Absolute Party Hire. This mirror is absolutely fantastic. You're looking at it, you're going to have your picture taken. And we put all the logos of whatever the event is on the mirror. So I can't say what's going to happen on the night because I'd be giving a secret away, other than to say you'll have a fabulous Halloween photo taken on the night. It'll cost you £150, but you walk away with your Halloween photo. But so there will be some surprises, but sure, I can't say what's supposed
to
happen.
Yeah, no, you don't want to be spoiling surprises.
No, so that's happening on the 30th of October down in the Merino Crescent. We call it the Brams Park on the end of Malahide Road. On the 29th of October, we have a haunted house experience that's gone on up in Darndale from 12 to 3. And that's in the Community Hall in Darndale and Sphere 17. They're also coming on board along with a lot of the agencies in Darndale to try and make this another spectacular Halloween event for all the kids in Darndale and the surrounding areas of Moatview and Belcamp. So this is a pilot one this year now in Darndale, so hoping this will be the first of many. And then we have our fireworks displays, which have been going on for the last few years, and these are under Aileen Doyle and Tony Fagan, and they're on the 31st of October. They're in Donnymead Park from 6 o'clock. They're in the Rose Glen Football Pitch, Kilbarrick, at 7 p.m. and they're in Edenmore Crescent Park at 8 p.m. so that's kind of all our Halloween stuff rolled into a little tidy bundle there for you.
And supervised, everything supervised.
These are all supervised events, but we do stress all children must be accompanied by adults.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's in their own interest. It's dark, the clocks go back. It is fireworks, it is Halloween. There is an element of antisocial behaviour around Halloween, so it's in parents' own interest to make sure they know where their kids are, what they're doing, and at all these events they should be supervised.
Yeah, and we talk to Dublin Fire Brigade every Halloween, coming up to Halloween, and you know, the stress for people to be very careful and only attend supervised bonfires. You know?
Well, these are the ones now from the north central area here, Bram Stoker Park, Donnymead, Rose Glen, Kilbarrick, Edenmore Crescent and Darndale, and City Council are involved in all of these.
So there's plenty going on. And is there a website or anything where that information is available?
Go on to Dublin City website, or I mean, if you live in the area here, we're over on Bunratty Road, and you know, you can always give out my number to anybody who wants to talk to us about the events.
Okay, Madeline.
So we brought Paddy along today because Paddy, as I say, volunteers at all our events. We're nearly related. He's volunteered that much now, and he's from the area. He's from Coolock. He's just a huge part of the community, and we've come to depend on him so much. And he loves getting involved in these events, and he will dress up as anything you ask him to dress up as. And he's a great guy. So
including a leprechaun.
tell us about the leprechaun suit.
Well, we were doing what they call a tea dance. We used to do it very regular. Remember?
That's right.
And this one particular tea dance was based on the 50th anniversary of Gabby O'Dell and the Little People type of thing. And I was asked to put the costume on that Gabby O'Dill himself of the King of Fairies put on, that he was wearing this green uniform, and he asked me to put it on, and it fitted, believe it or not. I'm not the biggest man going, like, you know, but it went down well. Now, to add to it, I had to get a bit of tin foil and put on my shoes to make it look like a silver buckle to make the effect.
You made a pair of hornpipes out of your shoes.
So it went down very well. The ladies loved it, and these tea dancers, I wish they brought them back, but like,
that's me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but like, and then we used to have they used to have what they called the Easter bonnet tea dance. And you know, the ladies making the bonnets and everything. And there were some fantastic bonnets made up, you know what I mean? How they come up with the ideas, I don't know. But they were fabulous. And may they come up and come back again, because they were very good.
Because Madeline used to run these.
You did, Madeline. You've done a good job. But the volunteer end of things is what I love doing, because I feel like I'm doing something for the community. I live in the old folks' home down the road, and I tried to help them out as much as I could, helping the gardens and do this, running around for them, that type of thing. And Madeline gives me the opportunity to do more than that. So I do be very grateful for that, because I feel great at the end of the day I've done something.
And you won an award this year as well, a personal award for volunteering and for all the help he gives in the community. So it was a well-deserved award.
Yeah, well, fair play to you, Paddy, and thank you on behalf of the community.
I'd like to see more being done, to be quite honest with you, because there's a lot more that can be done, but unfortunately our hands do be tied in certain things, so we can't, you know what I mean? But like, life goes on, and we just keep digging in there as much as we can.
Yeah, that's all you can do, really.
So Paddy will be along on the spectacular night, and he'll be everywhere I need him to be. He'll just be there.
I'll be the ghost.
Yeah, no, he's just everywhere I need him to be.
The gopher.
There's a lot of people, as you know, I've built up a great, what would you say?
A repertoire
or friends or whatever, through working in the community, and a lot of them have come along to say that they'll volunteer at this, and the crowds do be huge, so I do depend on our volunteers. Now, we've a huge group of volunteers from Marino Fairview, because this is run in conjunction with the Marino Fairview Business Association. Jimmy Bowler, who owns Bram's Cafe down there, very good, comes on board with this, and goes over and above what's required of him on the night as well. So he has a large contingency of volunteers on the night as well. But a lot of the people I work with, even the likes of Brian Foley and the Glen Boxing Club, Declan Cahill, me Stardust Walkers, people from Darndale, that will all come along and volunteer on the night. And come here, just in case the lads in the depot are listening, Fran and John, I've just been down there raiding the place for batteries and cable ties and bags, and they're after looking after me down there. So if you're listening, guys, thanks a mil.
It's amazing the amount of stuff you're involved in, Madeline. She's brilliant, isn't she?
She is. Like, I tell you, I have a list here now what she's been up to lately, the last few years or what have you. The ongoing local park down in Darndale, she does the time run every Saturday morning. Yeah. Am I right?
Well, we started it up. I don't be there every.
And then you have
morning.
Then you have the Dunamead Coolock, the revamping of the Memorial Park across the road here.
Yeah.
The walk on that every Tuesday morning, and then she organises what she's doing at the moment, the Halloween parties and everything else, plus community gardening and helping the people out, doing this and that and the other. And then you're talking about the arts. She's into the arts in a big way. She loves the arts, and she helps that out in every way, and form running exhibitions, which I try to help out with. And there's the variety performances she does every year for the old folks. The Christmas parties.
It's famous, yeah.
You better believe it. And then she has this kind of way about her that she helps with people in need in ways that you wouldn't believe. She goes out of her way to go down to see old folks that she knows and gives them clapping the back or a smile or something.
Believe he's saying, God.
No, I see this.
Yeah.
I'm on the outside looking in, and I see this, and I think she's a wonderful person.
She should have got
the award, not me. Yeah.
Now I'm speech.
I've never seen Madeline blush before.
Oh, God. Come here, look, as I said, a lot of the stuff I do is part of my job. I'm very privileged to be able to do the job I do, because it's what I'm passionate about. So I'm very lucky. There's not many people get to say they actually
above and beyond. You know, I've often spoke to you and you're rushing out the door, and I've talked to you on the phone and be late at night, and you'd be in the middle of organising something.
You're very good, guys. But come here, look, I can't do any of the stuff I do without the likes of all you guys being involved. I couldn't do this on my own, and it's part of my job in community development to develop and help communities become sustainable. And should we just put, you know, flair on them by doing these events and stuff? And it does bring people together, you know. Yeah. Like Paddy is a great example, actually, when he got involved in the art, and himself and
Jim
Harper, they'd be two very different people from different areas, different backgrounds, and you'd have never put these two guys together because they were so different.
Yeah.
And now they are, through events and through the art group and through doing the art exhibition, they are like joined at the hip now. I'm sure Jim's wife Mary wouldn't be too pleased at me saying that, but they have become amazing friends through these events.
Yeah.
So they do work. All this networking does work. The Stardust Walk, where a group of 30 people, individual, didn't know each other, quite lonely, quite isolated. They're a great big group of friends, and they do everything together now. So networking,
yeah, and you have two guys working in the park now, haven't you?
We have five. That's run in conjunction with the NCU under Deirdre Smith, and the DSP here. That was a collaborative approach to get people from long-term unemployed back into the Stardust.
Yeah.
And it's great now that our own Parks Department, Fergus O'Carroll, Brian Dowling, have taken up the gauntlet, and they are spending quite a bit of money in the Stardust Park now, and there's a lot of work going on. We've a very nice chap, John, the gardener over there now, and they're actually going to revamp the rose garden. So the Stardust Park, within the next, I'd say, year and a half, is going to be state-of-the-art park. So again, a bit of everybody getting involved there, and there are a lot more people using the park now because we have cleared out all the shrubbery, the bushes, we've cut back all the trees to try and make it a little safer, and hopefully people in the area will respect it as such and try and just work on keeping this negative energy and antisocial out of it. You
know? We always talk about volunteers, the great work that the volunteers do in the area, and we also talk about certain areas that get bad press.
The north side in general, and there's loads of good stuff goes on here.
Yeah, people don't talk about what's happening.
Well, we do. We always talk about all the good stuff and the volunteers.
Great
over
stuff
here.
Happening in the community. And the people, the community themselves are absolutely fantastic to work with.
No, they really are. Yeah. And there's always just a very small percentage to bring the areas down, but it's tiresome for people trying to stay on top of it, you know. But
they're doing their best, and then somebody.
We can just keep fighting the good fight.
It's just continuous ongoing, like a revolution keeps going and going and going.
I just please God Halloween will pass off again safe, that we don't have any injuries or incidents or anything.
Trouble.
So there's a lot of work, there's a lot of effort, there's a lot of expenditure goes into making these events happen, and the majority, the thousands of people, do appreciate them, you know, and respect them for what they are, you know. So we do this to try and show kids that it's not all about going out and lighting illegal bonfires and getting involved in illegal fireworks, that there are organised events you can become part of, you know. And we're always delighted, no matter how young you are, if you want to come on board and be a volunteer, we'd be more than happy to have you.
And they're always welcome. You're always need volunteers.
Yeah.
And you mentioned there the Christmas party, which is, I said it's famous. It is famous. It books out in a matter of...
Oh, the Christmas dinner dance. Yeah. Now, I'm under pressure now to come up with a date because people are looking to book their tickets already, and I don't even have a date yet. So, the minute that's announced, the tickets will be gone because we can only facilitate 175 people.
Yeah, and I think we spoke last year and we were saying you could nearly do two of them.
Yeah, but getting the time,
You wouldn't be able, but
you know,
it's so popular.
It's just, we've been just flat out working in this area, like it's just been crazy busy. There's three Christmas events coming up, also the Christmas dinner dance in December. We also have that big event we spoke about a few weeks ago on in Kilmore on the 8th of December, and on the 6th of December we have a thing going on up in Santry. So there's always loads of things going on, you know. So people out there, there's nothing for the kids to do, there's nothing for the adults to do. There is loads to do. Come across, talk to your community development officers here in Bunratty Road, and we'll find loads for you to do.
Okay, anything else?
Well, I hope that we can get, like Darndale, as you were saying about bad press. There's a lot of very nice people living in Darndale.
There is,
and I know that for a fact, but they're afraid to come out of the house to speak up, and that's the problem.
That's
the problem, because I found a thing there a couple of weeks ago, like a giant machete.
Wow.
And I had to bring it to the Garda station. They were overwhelmed when they seen it. But that was left lying on the grass and near a footpath.
Yeah, no. You know what I mean? It's frightening.
It is frightening. But like, it's not... It's only a handful of people.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the bad thing about
it. Yeah,
like,
the majority,
you know,
of the people are, you know what I mean, brilliant.
So we just need all the good people to get together, yeah, and put the pressure on to weed out all the bad people, and hopefully we'll achieve, yeah, that, you know. And that's all we can do.
You know, get people thinking the right, you know.
Yeah, that's all we can do.
Anyway, listen, Madeline and
Paddy,
sorry. Thanks very much for dropping into me this morning.
And, pleasure.
We'll be talking to you again.
No doubt. I'll get a text message today before, yeah. Madeline, can you pop down to me tomorrow? Yeah. But yeah, no, and thanks, anybody I haven't mentioned out there that do come on board with our projects, you know how much I appreciate it. Thanks, Emil.